Hello, I'm Chris Lee from Aquarius 7 Astrology Society. It's January 2010 and I'm going to take a look at the astrology of the UK general election, which has to take place sometime in the first half of this year. It will be helpful if you've downloaded the file UK political parties and party leaders to refer to. So the first chart we're going to look at is David Cameron, born on the October the 9th, 1966, which makes him a Libran. And I will just point out that his rising sign, which is at Libra, the ascendant 0 degrees of Libra. So if he was born actually a few minutes earlier, he'd have Virgo as a rising sign. So there's some debate around that. Now, in terms of his transits for the first part of this year, the big Uranus-Jupiter conjunction that we've got, it's going to be firstly right on his Saturn, the planet of structure and organisation in your life, and the planet of conservatism, I guess, and tradition. So some big exciting changes going on there. We may even see some attempt to make some sudden changes in conservative policy that will be aimed to attract attention and say, hey, we're new and exciting. And then very soon after that, the exact Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is at 0 degrees of Aries, right at the beginning of the zodiac, is right on his descendant. So again, that's major changes in relationships. If this was, if we were looking at this in kind of an individual context, we might be saying, oh, new love affair or a new partnership coming along. But I think it's just really adding to the whole time of excitement and newness that's going on for him there, and great opportunity. The other thing which is going on, which is kind of more contradictory, is that Neptune, planet of confusion, illusions, spirituality, compassion, will be opposite his Mars in Leo during this time. And if Mars is about the energy to be doing things, then, well, that's a sapping of energy, maybe physical energy, but also, I think, a kind of inability to get done what you want. Or maybe you even don't know what you want. You've had this long period of building up for something. You suddenly get somewhere and, oh, what do I do with it? I'm wondering whether he's in a position where the majority is so small, or it's even a minority government, that he can't really do what he wants without having to listen to other people. So, yeah, there's two conflicting things going on for him. And just as a footnote, I guess I'd say overall in looking at this chart, it's very kind of affable and outgoing and able to perform, but I do kind of wonder just how much substance there is there when the pressure is on. But there you go. Now, Gordon Brown, well, again, we've got some big changes going on here. First of all, on the 18th of January, Jupiter moves into Pisces. Now, Brown is a Piscean and has also got Jupiter, Mars and Venus in Pisces as well. So over the next few months, Jupiter's going to track over all those planets. And this is the planet of opportunity and growth, and in traditional astrology, good fortune. So I guess we'll see a much more optimistic period for him. Since he became Prime Minister, he's had Saturn opposing all those planets, so he's suddenly going to feel a lot more freed up generally. But at the same time, we also see that slow-moving Pluto, which is now at the beginning of Capricorn, is right on Brown's midheaven, and the most public point of the chart, the point of the zodiac that was highest when he was born. It says something about your career and status in the world very often. And Pluto, the planet of transformation. So, yeah, there's something being dramatically changed here. But being Pluto, I think he's going to hang on to what he's got. And the change, when it does happen, will be very sudden. I guess if one was advising him, one would be saying, hey, you've got to really change the way you're doing things here. Make some dramatic changes. And then, particularly with that Jupiter going through Pisces, everyone will like you again. I kind of doubt that's going to happen, but we'll wait to see. I really don't see him holding on to being Prime Minister with that, unless some really dramatic changes are made. And then Nick Clegg, who is a Capricorn, born the 7th of January 1967. Unfortunately, we don't have a birth time for this chart, so we can't look at ascendant or midheaven or house positions, for example. Now, interestingly enough, Nick Clegg's Saturn is at the same point as David Cameron, so he's got Uranus and Jupiter going over his Saturn as well. So I kind of feel he'll have a good election campaign and maybe seem much more mature. We may get some surprises around him, but I don't think there's much else going on that indicates major change here. Although I think for both Clegg and Cameron, the middle of February could be an interesting time. We might see some sudden new pronouncements from them. That's going to be an interesting time. Now, finally, just going back to Gordon Brown for a moment, I'm aware that in 1997, when Tony Blair became Prime Minister, he had transiting Saturn right on his Venus. And you'd think that's not a very happy time for someone, but it can be about reaping rewards, that transit. And it's also taking on responsibility and also suddenly being restricted in what you can do, which, of course, becoming Prime Minister does have that effect. Now Brown has Jupiter on his Venus right at the beginning of May, which is a possible time for the election. And Jupiter-Venus would be considered one of the most fortunate transits that you could have. But I think what he might regard as being fortunate might, the universe might have a different view of that, if that's a way of putting it. Jupiter-Venus is very much about freeing up and moving on. And on some level, I'd suggest rebirth. So I kind of think that's, it's not a positive sign for winning an election, but it's a positive sign for the person himself. And losing would probably be very relieving for him, I guess, and suddenly be much more able to behave how he wants to behave. So in part two, I'll go on to consider the astrology of the political parties themselves.